brilliant, brilliant icon, of course, and Edwin died of a heart attack over 20 years ago, but his legacy and music still live on in his brother Angelo Starr. And now, armed with a brand new Christmas song, Angelo is back doing what he loves most, making music. BBC Radio Oxford's Jerome Sale has been speaking to the Northern Soul legend to hear his memories of his brother and find out what his Christmases looked like.
There was always music around, of course. You know, I had older siblings. I was the youngest in the family, so I was always exposed to whatever was going on during my brothers and sisters' journey at Christmas time. Because I was so much younger than the rest, though, there was a time when that all changed, of course, as they got older and moved out, and I had to find a new meaning for Christmas, so I would go visit them. So it was always about going and visiting family and trying to maintain some kind of memory of how it was when we were all together.
And what was it like? I mean, I sort of conjure up idea that you were living in some sort of musical, almost like some sort of soul musical.
Well, it would have been nice if that had been the case. But the truth is we weren't different from many other families, you know, trying to figure it out as we went along. You know, we were fortunate to have, Edwin, who was in the music business. So that meant he spent time away from home quite a bit, doing what you do as a touring artist. But whenever he could get back home, then we could hear about all the stories, the places he had gone, the people he had met, and we could kind of clue him in on what we had been doing, you know, how things had changed in the neighborhood, what we were doing to pass the days and the weeks up until Christmas. So it was always a time where we would be able to share stories and memories, and that kind of bonded us together.
And was being at home together at Christmas important to you?
Oh, certainly. The one thing about being away from home, especially being away from home a lot, is that you get a different appreciation for what it means to be at home, what it means to have the things around you and the people around you that you care for at those times of year. So yes, Christmas always did mean a lot to me then, and it still does. Which is why we, you know, come up with this Christmas record, you know, because there's a lot of people who are out there now. They don't necessarily revere this time of year because if they're not around the people that they care for, it can be very difficult. But, we hope.
I'm just thinking it can also be a time of stress. I wonder when you were a kid, maybe Edwin coming back and telling you all these grand stories of his life, whilst it might have been inspirational, it might have been a bit irritating as well.
Well, it's not as much of an irritation as it is, you know, you have to be able to connect to that journey. And if you haven't seen these amazing places or if you haven't met these amazing people, it winds up being, you know, like a fiction that you would read in a newspaper, a magazine or a novel. You know, you need to put some kind of meat on that bone, so to speak. And I think that's a little bit what happened as I got older and began to visit him and travel and meet some of these people myself and see some of these clubs. And it made the stories kind of come to life, I guess, no different than it would be if you read about, you know, traveling the world and
sure.
He eventually got a chance to do it.
I mean, he was almost adopted by England with the Northern Soul movement. Was that your kind of first experience of England?
Yes, it was. I mean, he had decided in the early, mid-80s that he wanted to, unlike many of the American artists at the time who came over, did their shows and disappeared, you know, not to be seen for years and years. He always said that if there ever was an opportunity, that he would love to spend some more time in the country. And in the early 80s, one of our parents died, and he thought, you know, that's one of the reasons why I was still here in the States. This is the opportunity for me to kind of, you know, go investigate my dream of spending more time in the UK. And when he did that, he ultimately I came to visit him, and that led to me being here now.
So you feel this connection with the Brits then?
Oh, of course. I mean, how could one not, you know, especially the music lovers here? You know, they know where the songs were recorded, who was on the session, you know, how long it took to create it, what you were wearing when you recorded it. You know, there's a love for music that exists here in this country that, you know, is probably unparalleled just about anywhere in the world. And I think that enamors a lot of artists to the UK, and it certainly has done for me.
And is it that kind of understanding and that detailed knowledge of the movement, I suppose you might call it, that remains so popular and makes it so relevant today still?
It is, because, you know, every generation has its connection to what's going on at the time that it exists, you know. So there will be young children now who, you know, will look back reverently at grime and you know, the musics that are around right now. But all of those musics from the beginning of time to the end of time will always draw in people from various generations, not just the ones who were born during that time. And I think there's something about soul music that have had an endearing quality for a lot of generations. You know, parents will pass the music down to their children, and then the parents will pass it down to their children, and the children will pass it down to their children. You know, and it means there's something communal between each family that becomes, you know, communal to a community. So we do hope that, you know, the music that we're creating now, and in particular this Christmas song that I'm working on, you know, I hope that becomes a part of people's lives in the way that, you know, other songs have managed to do.
You're right, aren't you? Because everything you've said there kind of about Northern Soul would apply to Christmas as well, those kind of traditions that are handed down, if you like. This Christmas song that you brought out, it's called Another Lonely Christmas in Motor City. Is that inspired from your time in Detroit?
Yes, it is. I mean, when I was a young man, you know, Edwin would be at Motown Records, which he was signed to at that time, and I would go up and visit him for, you know, as long as I could, especially during the summers between school, you know, school holidays. And I became a part of that Motor City feel, if you know, seeing people like the Four Tops and the Temptations and Marvin Gaye and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, the Supremes, and wow. And the list kind of goes on. And, you know, they used to have these things called Motortown Reviews, where you'd see all of the artists performing on one show, and it was absolutely amazing, you know. So never did I imagine at that time that when I came to the UK and got involved with Motor City Records over here in the UK, One Media, that I would be recording music for the same kind of market that loved those classic Motown songs.
Let's have a listen. This is Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City. When the moonlight fades. Love that. Upbeat. Such a traditional Christmas feel as well, at least traditionally in my house. How do you get that sound?
Well, you know, the producers who worked on this song are very astute, for sure. And one of them is Ian Levine, who has a very long history with the Northern Soul community in this country and indeed throughout the world. And so there's an authenticity, I hope, in the music that allows us to add something new to the kind of genre that's already existed. And that's what we were hoping for. You know, soul music should make you feel something, whether it helps you to feel uplifted or, you know, gets you through your moments of pain or sorrow or whatever. But it should hopefully make you feel something. And I think, you know, they've been very, very attended to that detail on this song, and I hope people hear it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more of it. What's next for you, Angelo?
We're in traveling and, of course, always recording and performing. still working with Edwin Starr's longstanding band, the team. We're working throughout the holiday period and well into next year. I've got some recordings to do as well, because we hope to bring out a new single in the new year, not related to the holiday period, but still within the soul vein. But right now, all of the inches is predominantly based around trying to make sure that this Christmas record becomes, you know, a part of people's stable of Christmas songs, hopefully for this year and beyond.